This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It does. Yes, it does. And, I mean, for somebody that's out there that's trying to, when you go to the range or something else and you want to get your gun back in good shape, the Frog Lube solvent is going to make the cleaning really easy. Or you can just use the CLP, one product. Scrub it, wipe it down, put it back together, good to go. Check them out, froglube.com. Now, then, a little self-serving PSA, if I may. The show has a YouTube channel called Lock and Load Radio 1. That's L-O-C-K N, just the letter N, November, Load Radio 1. And I am trying to get as much stuff out as I can this year. The visual part of it is some of the things I can talk about. Much easier to show you, and it covers what I call the lock and load lifestyle, which is primarily what I do daily. So, this past week I put up two videos about the Glock 20. I put up one video up about the Smith and Wesson M&P Shield, and I put up one video about the Alien Gear holsters that came in the mail. Next week, it's going to be the SIG P320, because as soon as it comes in, there'll be an unboxing video of that. Then it's going to be a range video of that. Then we got the Crack and Pop project, which I'm waiting on a table and a space. I got to make a space, and then we're going to do an unboxing of that and the setup of that. I'm going to do one about 1080p versus 4K for filmmakers. I mean, as I'm trying to be a filmmaker. A lot of video coming up, so I ask you, if you're listening, and if you go to YouTube, if you'd like to view YouTube videos, please consider, if you would, search Lock and Load Radio 1 and give me a subscription. And look in the playlists, because the topical videos that are shorter are mixed in with the show videos, which are 3 hours long, which are, you know, that somewhat unwieldy at the end of the day. But go to the playlist. Look for Gear and Rants, Filmmaking, Lifestyle. I've got three or four of them up there. So just my request for you, if you would. Also coming in about a month, perhaps, maybe, will be the Agency Arms. When the Glockzilla gets back, we'll be looking at that as well. Plus, I've got a couple of other intangibles coming up that I'm just waiting on things to fall in place so that we can do some things with it. Lock and Load Radio 1 on YouTube, if you would consider subscribing to that. I would be forever in your debt. Now, when you get your, if you're new out there, if you got a gun for Christmas and you have just gotten your concealed carry permit, let's talk about that for just a second. Don't be confused with the fact, a lot of people, when they're new to guns, they're a little confused about the role that the class that you get your permit, your qualification, the role that that plays in the whole business of personal defense. Purpose of those classes, your qualification class is to make the applicant aware of state law regarding the use of deadly force and when and where a person can carry their defensive firearm. The shooting portion of the class is not training. It's sort of a test. It's to determine if you're safe enough with a firearm to carry it. I'm not an instructor, but I have sat in on many classes, and a lot of these people that come to these classes think they are there to be trained to shoot. And some arrive at the class with a handgun that has never been taken out of the box. And it's a lot of cases it'll be the wrong gun or a gun they don't know how to load or operate properly and safely. At that point, you almost have to become a yeoman and get out there and give a real quick primer on, okay, this is how you load the magazine, this is how you put the magazine in the weapon, rack the slide, all this other stuff. The point that many of the new people miss is that the licensing class is the beginning. Think, if you've been to Costco and you've had the little cracker with the little piece of meat, the sample, it's the sample. This is the sample. This is the beginning of your personal defense education. Knowing the law, yeah, that's great. It's very important, and you should continue to study so that you, he or she has the most complete understanding possible. I had to call JT today because I got something, another thing that I'm going to do a review on, which is the, here it is, the Hot Tamale by Mean Gene Leather, which is a change-carrying purse, which can also work as a slamming weapon or an impact weapon if you want to. And it seems like it's going to work pretty good. Had to call him about this because I wasn't sure in this state if it works. So, I mean, education is a continuing thing once you get into this business of self-defense. The typical class addresses when a firearm can be used. It doesn't usually address how it should be used to effectively save lives. And that, there's a big difference in that. If you are new and you have taken the steps to get your permit, then it's obvious that you take self-defense seriously. You need to understand that you need to find expert training in how to fight with that firearm. You should understand that no single class is going to qualify you as any sort of expert on the subject. You have to understand that a truly qualified instructor has spent years developing their knowledge and or skill. And there's simply no way that the instructor can impart all of this knowledge or even a significant part of it in one class. The thing about taking the class is certain things are going to happen that you will have to deal with. And that's very important. Like failures in the weapon, failures in failure to go back into battery, failure to eject the round. In the case of a, now, you know, if you're carrying a revolver, that's all moot. But I mean, most people carrying semi-automatics nowadays, you've got to be able to deal with that weapon when it's at its worst. It's going to be real easy to deal with it when it's at its best. You're just pulling the trigger and trying to keep your sights on the target. When it's at its worst, that's when you have to know remedial action. You have to know how to get that thing back into the fight. That's not going to be something you learn at your qualification course. So the smart thing to do is look at personal defense training the same way that you would approach continuing education classes in any chosen field of work. Whether it's computers or surgery or any of these other things, constantly it's evolving, constantly it's coming at you. It's almost like a lifestyle. And a serious study of personal defense technique can be expensive. Do not kid yourself on that, but you should do the most you can possibly do. The most you can possibly do. Now, lots of people will go out and spend $6,000 on a vacation and talk about, get very upset about spending $700 for a class. That's the kind of thing that you have to adjust. You have to adjust a couple of things. You got to get your priorities in the proper order. But I just wanted to throw that out there. When we get back, some of the fake news that's been out there, some people are paying the price for it right now. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
between man and weather. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSen.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. This is lethal lubrication. It adds to your weapon's combat effectiveness. Check them out at froglube.com. In media and in politics, it is a very brutal business. If you're a winner, well, you can do no wrong. And if you are a loser, well, you can be facing humiliation and financial stress. And in the case of a lot of these very fevered egos, obscurity, it's sort of like a career version of the Grim Reaper. Right now, in cable news, there is a lot of turmoil. And it sort of parallels what happened with the 2016 election. One of the biggest losers in this is George Will. He is the syndicated political commentator who openly hoped conservative political syndicated commentator who openly hoped for a 50-state sweep by Hillary Clinton. So obnoxious in his eyes was Donald Trump. His post-election appearances as a special report panelist have been awkward enough that Fox News made what seems like an inevitable decision. Coming from the Hill, we get this. Fox News has declined to renew contributor contracts for longtime political commentator George Will, Republican strategist Ed Rollins, and actress Stacey Dash, according to a network spokesperson. Will, 75, is a Pulitzer Prize-winning conservative columnist who was with ABC from 1981 to 2011, before coming to Fox in 2013. In June of 2016, he declared he was leaving the Republican Party because of Donald Trump, a decision the then nominee appeared to embrace. Donald Trump on Twitter said, "George Will, one of the most overrated political pundits who lost his way long ago, has left the Republican Party. He's made many bad calls." Will's also been involved in heated disputes with the network's reigning Bigfoot. That would be Bill O'Reilly. 2015 and 2016, he periodically feuded with the network's highest-rated host, Bill O'Reilly, with Will once stating that O'Reilly's best-selling book, Killing Reagan, was nonsensical, and the Factor host calling Will a hack in a subsequent interview. For the Fox executives, as opposed to the on-air talent in the post-Ailes era, I suppose the famous line from The Godfather now applies, "It's nothing personal, it's just business." And this also applies to others whose contracts are now lapsing. A certain amount of churn is necessary in the faces available to viewers. Other faces not returning to Fox Air, veteran journalist Marvin Kalb, 86. Syndicated columnist and radio commentator Cal Thomas, 74. Also did not have their contracts renewed by the network. Rollins and Kalb and Thomas are all men of another time, of an earlier era, well-versed in the political apple cart that got tipped over by Donald Trump. And maybe these executives at Fox believe in this new political environment. Their experiences are less apposite than commentators versed in the populism. On Friday, they announced the signing of former UK Independence Party leader Nigel Farage as a contributor. Farage was a major force in the Brexit movement and an outspoken supporter of President Trump. Here's the deal. Certain people in the punditry got out there and went, in the case of Bill Kristol, he should be allowed to lapse into obscurity all the way. Now, so far, I don't know how that's played out. He got out there and found Evan Mullins to try to he just put him in place to get him to lose Utah, which didn't work out very well. This kind of spite amongst, and the other part about these guys that I really didn't like, Jonah Goldberg, Kevin Williamson, Bill Kristol, all of these guys, the entirety of most of the writers of National Review, Glenn Beck, George Will, all of these guys, they acted like the country could take 4 years of Clinton after taking 8 years of Obama. They acted like it was no big thing. It was just business. It's just business. It's a game. It's a chess game. That part of it is, well, that's not, you know, I've spoken with people in politics before where they get out there and they basically will tell you that they welcome this and they welcome that. I myself, I am a big believer in Sun Tzu. The best battle is the one you don't fight. Now, if you have to go into battle, then I think you need to fight to win. It's not about, well, we lost this time, no big deal. Let's go have drinks. Are you in, Harry Reid? I firmly believe that when they're not on camera, those guys in the Senate and most of them in the House go out and party. The ones that are known, John Lewis and, oh, gosh, I don't know that many of them because they don't really do anything. Elijah Cummings, all those Democrats. I'm sure Pelosi goes out and has drinks with a bunch of Republicans. I'm sure of it. Don't have any proof of that, though. If I was in the House or if I was in the Senate, I would not be referring to them as my colleagues, my good friends, the distinguished gentlemen. I would say those on the other aisle. That's it. That's the only civil thing you'd hear coming from me. Because I'm a constitutionalist, and those guys on the Democratic side have indicated they don't believe in the damn Constitution. They don't believe in any of that. They believe in their power. The Constitution is only good when it fits into the narrative. Other than that, it's a living, breathing document, and we can meld it any way we want to go. And you will take it. That's the way they think of it. See, right now, Trump has only just been elected. He's only been in office for 3 days. There's already a letter that has circulated and gotten out there indicating that some Democrats have a plan to impeach him, and they've already launched it. Interesting. We're going to talk about that when we get back, just to see what this is coming from David Brock, who is a interesting-looking character, to say the least, if not the most. That when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Check them out, froglube.com. Now then. Now that we're saying President Trump, it should be very clear, and I mean just looking at the news that's out there right now and all the stuff that we see happening left, right, and center, his political enemies are looking for any pretext to launch an impeachment effort to unseat him. Once they think he would have a chance of success. Now, it's not exactly a slam dunk, but listen, that could happen on either side of the aisle. Because they would rather deal with Pence, who is a politician, than Trump. Also, there's a possibility of midterm election losses for the president's party, which is the normal pattern in American politics. But I don't think we're no longer on the normal track. I think things have changed a little bit. But the effort cannot be dismissed as impossible. So there was a leak. There's this secret conspiracy that came to light because of a leak to the Washington Free Beacon. Joe Shostal reports, a confidential David Brock memo obtained by the Washington Free Beacon lays out the ways a Democratic operative plans to use his numerous organizations to take down President Donald Trump through impeachment. Right now, when this was written, he was at the Turnberry Isle Resort in Aventura, Florida, for a weekend conference with more than 100 major liberal donors. Attendees are mapping out a course to combat the newly sworn-in president. Don't forget that those donors just spent $1.2 billion in a losing effort. I don't know how this is going to play for David. I don't know, nor do I care. I just as soon see him fail yet again. According to the private and confidential memo, he plans to defeat Trump through impeachment using American Bridge, his liberal super PAC, as the main vehicle to do so. Said no other progressive organization has the resources and assets that American Bridge has amassed over the past several election cycles to hold Trump, his administration, and the politicians accountable. Only Bridge stands ready with the staff already hired, Trump's web of business ties mapped out, and a massive video archive at our fingertips. The right will bolster Trump aggressively and deceptively. The campaign to stop him must be nonstop, and American Bridge has already begun. That sounds like a sales pitch, doing it. And that's because it is. Brock only functions with the funding of rich leftists like George Soros and his allies, and his humiliating failure to deliver for them in the 2016 election leaves him no option but to go get a lot tougher here. He's got to go hard here, hard, very hard. And, well, he's got to do this in the hopes that these suckers, I mean the donors, will throw good money after bad. And the sales pitch presents a well-oiled machine already operating. Within weeks of the election, American Bridge launched a Trump war room, which has already scrutinized his transition team and will continue to watch the personnel policies and practices of the administration. The state-of-the-art Trump war room will strive to uncover details of Trump's affection for Russia and Putin. They're tracking Trump's foreign and domestic business partners, construction projects in foreign countries, and negotiations on potential future projects that he could use to put personal profit ahead of our national security. With so many opportunities for foreign governments and corporations to gain influence over Trump, American Bridge will use every means at its disposal to hold Trump and his administration accountable, including FOIA requests, lawsuits, and regulatory complaints. As the progressive movement's political research clearinghouse, we will arm our allies to join us in taking on the administration through paid advertising, earned media, grassroots efforts, and legal recourse. They laid out their strategic plan for the next 4 years. The top outcome is to defeat Trump through impeachment. The memo states the number of stories and the value of TV time for anti-Trump media coverage we generate will break all internal records. Multiple Trump nominations will become a drag on his administration due to the research we unearth. Trump's approval rating will remain historically low. Now, I have little doubt that the megaphone of the White House, because the White House is a pretty big platform from which to launch anything, I'm pretty sure that that will be employed to publicize this memo, and it should be. What are the odds that Brock will blame the Russians on this one? But the vast left-wing conspiracy has been exposed, laying out its plans in search of a pretext for all to see. They're counting on media support, which may begin to wane. I mean, Chris, what's his last name? Hardball, Chris Matthews. He was very angry election night. He was very angry because, as he pointed out, Pantsuit never articulated anything, ever. Ever. He was pointing all of this out. But all of this is a diminishing asset for them, and the Trump administration has signaled that it is ready to help dispatch the ailing members as they collapse. We should be asking the very prominent congressional Democrats if they are willing to condemn the effort to impeach before a pretext is even available. You know, the problem that I have with the Republicans is the last time we were going through all of this, out of deference to the president, they just let everything go. They said, well, the president's new. He just got elected. We should have let him have his stuff. And they did that. And what they're getting for their trouble is they're getting a lot of Elizabeth Warren. They're getting a lot of Tim Kaine. They're getting a lot of Chuck Schumer. All these guys getting out of Patty Murray, all these people. They're just coming in left, right, and center. We never need to be nice to them again. And by them going after Trump, this is the point to point out, they don't like what we did. They don't like what we did. And that's a big problem for them. The fact that we successfully stuff them back. They don't like that. So, that's a problem. And that this is their goal to... This is essentially the same program they had when it was Trump the candidate versus now Trump the president, except now instead of defeating him and Hillary coasting to the electoral victory they thought she was going to have, now they're looking to impeach him, which does nothing to change the shift of power. Impeaching him does not, if they were successful, does not put Hillary in office. It certainly doesn't do that. All it really does is it just gets him out of office. And the reason they want to get him out of office is they know that he has run as a Republican, and if he's successful, they're doomed. They are doomed. If jobs start to come in places like the Northeast, they're doomed. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. They don't have enough time to put all of this into play. They certainly don't. Trump's not going to just sit there and let this happen. He'll be coming out. He'll be coming out. Brock was out there on the sales stump. Didn't work out too well, I'm sure, but we'll see. $1.2 billion later. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. This is the only lubricant I use. This is the only solvent I use, the only CLP I use. Frog Lube is what I use. Check them out, froglube.com. Saturday morning. I woke up to some very nice weather. Well, it was actually sort of overcast, but it didn't matter. It was sunny in my soul. Although I could smell some lingering smoke in the air from the Democratic celebration of the peaceful transfer of power, I could hear children laughing and birds singing. Across the fruited plain, I could hear the gender-fluid weirdos screaming no. Who's going to forget that last moment when Obama stood on that platform, his personal rejection by the people of this country manifest before him in the human form, knowing that every single one of his accomplishments was going to be burnt to the ground like an unattended limousine in the path of his supporters? A lot of people had their issues with Donald Trump during the primary, and but you know, between his cabinet selections, his absolute joy at tormenting liberals, and the ecstasy that comes from watching the left and the pet institutions like academia and the fake stream media committing ritual suicide before our eyes. In a lot of ways, I'm thinking they should chisel Trump's face onto Mount Rushmore. Even if he does nothing else for the next 4 or 8 years except drive liberals insane, we are parsecs ahead of what we would have been if the wife of the skanky crypt keeper dude who was on stage oogling the Trump women had won. Now, I know that Trump is not the typical conservative or Republican. He's not even the kind of conservative like Evan McMullen sometimes was until his irrelevance drove him insane. But then the candidate that a lot of ideological conservatives wanted didn't just sign a stack of executive orders that, among other things, froze all new government regulations. That guy didn't make libs' heads explode by invoking God and is swearing in more times than most liberal churches do in a year. The chosen one for the Republican Party didn't appoint a stud named Mad Dog to change the Department of Transgender Welcoming and Occasional Army stuff to back into the Department of Defense. because that guy didn't win. So right now on the right, this is a moment where we can reconcile. The ones, the never Trumpers, the never Hillary's Trumpers, the super Trumpers, the ones that have MAGA tattooed on the lower backs, maybe we could bury the hatchet. Preferably right in the liberals' heart. Republicans right now are where they are with the White House and Congress. And they have a terrific opportunity, and all of that is because of Trump. Trump is nominating a cabinet so conservative it will make George W.'s cabinet soil their collective silk underpants. President Trump, and I love saying it, has shown a willingness to rebuild our military. He's tossing out Obamacare. He's driving the liberals nuts. Does he have the free trade bona fides we hardcore conservatives would prefer? Maybe not. But then, I'm not sure those are the right things. Did the problems that free trade caused, did that ever get addressed? Republican primary voters select, you know, did they select the preferred candidate over President Trump? No, they didn't. Maybe the hardcore so-called conservatives need to spend some time critiquing themselves instead of focusing solely on critiquing the guy who just beat the hell out of you. If an ideological conservative wants to have any influence in the future, you can't do what the left is doing. In the wake of Clinton's shattering repudiation, the left gazed into the mirror and said, "Well, you look terrific. No problems here. It must be that normal Americans are racist and stupid." And from that mindless mindset, you get hilariously self-unaware videos by aging out in, you know, people that are out there swearing oaths to protect, preserve, and defend the Constitution. And that's so adorable. I swore an oath 33 years ago, a real oath. I wasn't wearing Prada. I was dressed like a tree. I feel really bad for the breed that's in the military right now when they figure out that the Constitution they just swore to defend includes the Second Amendment. On the side of the conservatives right now is the time to say yes to success. It's time to stop infighting on the right and start focusing on using the opportunity to crush your enemies, to drive them before us, to hear the lamentations of their effeminate males. And I'm not saying that you roll over when Trump, President Trump, may go on a tangent that we might not particularly like. That may happen. Stop obsessing. That's what I'm saying. Stop obsessing and face reality. The voters picked him, not you. Not the ones you thought that they should pick. And he's going to make a lot of things that you want to have happen, happen. That you couldn't have done because your standard bearers could not pull it off. So we need to support full bore President Donald Trump, where he's right. Hope that he gets some good guidance from this outstanding cabinet that he's put in front of him when he's not. And stop the insane, petulant, reflexive opposition that makes you look like a bunch of nuts. Don't be the guy staring into the mirror saying, "Well, I'm perfect. I guess those people who voted for Trump because I was failing to meet their needs are just stupid for prioritizing their interests over my preferred ideology." You don't have to love him. I don't love him. I don't, you know, I'm just waiting to see what he's going to do. But I think he's going to do something. And you, ideological conservatives, should at least put aside your wounded pride long enough to seize the opportunity that he presents. Don't let your hurt feelings consign you to a chair in the corner. On the Trumper side, on my side, well, we could be a little bit gracious, I guess. Stop calling everyone concerned that Putin might gobble up Latvia, neocon. There are a lot of liberals out there who need to, that we need to be ungracious to. That's who we need to focus on. Let's focus on annoying them, and that's going to be a lot of work. The pustule of cultural liberalism must be popped by our army of Bluetos. And this is going to be messy. We have to fight, including by supporting our own conservative entertainment. The mainstream media is down, so it's time to start kicking them while they're down. We need to continue to point out liberal fake news whenever it appears, which is every time they open their faces, and Obama's legacy isn't going to destroy itself. Well, some of it will, but we should try to help that happen faster. We all need to walk together in the sunshine through the grassy meadow of victory. And when the ringing of the cell phone of power that we inherited interrupts our interlude and the caller ID reads progressivism, we need to answer, this is a new phone. Are you sure you have the right number? Who's this? Because it most certainly, this is a moment in time that we may not see again unless we do something with this. If the country means anything to you, if you're like me and you swore an oath to protect it, we have succeeded at step one. We have a bunch more to go. Bear this in mind as we go forward. We'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, please remember this. Please, please, please. It has only just begun. It has never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Everybody stay safe. This has been Lock and Load. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.